Bavaria is very cultured. We always start on time, so. Okay, good morning again. Actually, I'm sure that you are now very familiar with beautiful Munich, and hopefully used some of the local customs and restaurants, so you're familiar with the customs here. So if you walk into a shop to buy a newspaper or a bratwurst here in Munich, your server will probably welcome you with a brisk Grüß Gott. And that's the shorthand for God greets you. So I say it to all of you, good morning, guten Tag, or Grüß Gott to our 15th XBL International Conference. I'm very excited to tell you that we have over 400 people here from 30 different countries around the world. It's a further testament to the fact that XBL is a truly global collaboration. As you might also know, the current Pope, Benedict XVI, is from Bavaria, and if you meet him here, you certainly recommend that you really have to follow local customs. I also understand that since the prior Pope was from Poland, that all the Polish jokes are now translated into Bavarian. Don't know whether they're using XBL for it or not, but at this time I shall refrain from telling you some of these jokes. Perhaps a better time will be the beer garden or Waldwirtschaft on Tuesday night. Tickets are still available, so make sure you get one. We again put together a tremendous program of activities and presentations for you. There's a public day today, the third German XBL symposium tomorrow, other tracks and training sessions, including sessions on GL or Global Ledger, newcomer sessions, and working groups. The XBL steering committee was also busy meeting here yesterday, and also like to thank Chris Rogers and his team and the XBL staff for putting together this excellent program here for you. And obviously, I also like to thank the German jurisdictions for organizing this conference. As you know, the XBL keeps growing as a groundswell for electronic and business reporting worldwide. I personally visited over 40 countries in the last 12 months talking about the benefits of XBL. Here you can see a map updated from our last international conference in Philadelphia. I would especially like to extend a personal welcome to Italy, finally, actually, Luxembourg, India, Greece, Pakistan, China, Malaysia, Israel, and Singapore, as they have become our latest interest in forming jurisdictions. Actually, France was approved yesterday as a full jurisdiction during the ISC meeting we had yesterday, as I said. Also, you will notice on the map that it is getting more and more light blue as the world is adopting international financial reporting standards, or IFRS. Actually, Canada and Korea just changed colors to light blue as well. Even the US, with their latest discussions on convergence, the roadmap to change colors is becoming realistic. At the ISCF, ISB, we're working very closely with the FASB, FAF, to write the same standards, data mine definitions, and compare taxonomies. We are leveraging the strengths of the XBL consortium, technical experts and domain experts working together. Let's keep it that way for the benefit of investors and stakeholders in business reporting. Make sure you attend the external track with contributions from analysts to SAP and themes such as buy-side expectations towards XBL or any of the other tracks on the program. I can't mention all the tracks in the program. They are all important, from developers to internal reporting and taxonomy development. At this point, I especially like to thank the U.S. SEC for their continued support, and especially Commissioner Kathleen Casey, who is here with us in Munich. Mark Borgiano, President of the XBA U.S. jurisdiction, will introduce Commissioner Casey in a short while. I also like to welcome Mr. Piotr Maciej, Head of Unit DG Internal Markets from the European Commission, who is attending the conference as our guest. Piotr promised me to speak at our next XBA conference in Vancouver in December. Our dream was always to have the world's major securities regulators in one panel to discuss best practices implementing XBRL. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting closer. Vancouver, as you know, isn't far from the Asian regulators as well. The theme of our conference is integrating business reporting worldwide, from SMEs, small and medium-sized entities, to large companies. When I was showing this version of the business reporting supply chart in the past, I always separated the company entity section into public companies, small and medium-sized entities, and public sector entities. I'm glad to say that we are now discussing SMEs in XBRL, and the perspective of the conference is here to obviously discuss this further and build ready taxonomies for a huge number of companies which are SMEs around the globe. As you know, the ISB just issued an exposure draft for SMEs, and the comment period actually ends October 1st. The exposure draft has been translated into several languages, and I suggest you take a good look at it. Actually, Professor Dieter Kempf, chairman of DATEV, will tell us in the afternoon what e-reporting with XBRL for SMEs looks like for German small entities. They have done a lot of work in this area already. The third area here on this chart, public sector entities, is also gaining ground speed worldwide with the adoption of public sector accounting standards around the globe. The United Nations just announced that they will be using public sector accounting standards for their financial reporting in the future. Public sector accounting standards are for the most part based on IFRS. We are grateful for the regulators to support XBRL, but it's good to hear that they are now globalizing their own financial reporting. XBRL is ready to help. So attend the regulators track where you get an update on the Dutch government project and many others. I am, for example, looking forward to hear the impact on benefits of XBRL for use of statistical collection by Eurostat in that track as well. So those are a couple of introductory remarks I wanted to make, and now I'm just give you some of the logistics for the conference. So first of all, just a brief word to our speakers. We have, as you can see, a tight schedule, so please keep your allotted time. Part of the sessions are synchronized as far as breaks are concerned, so forgive us actually to be tough a little bit as far as the time slots and timekeeping is concerned. We will be audio taping the sessions so please turn off your mobile phones, BlackBerrys and PDAs. If you must have them on, please turn them to vibrate or some other motion you can have on your PDA. If your firm has a press release for this conference, please make sure to visit the press room here in the boardroom and give us this release by lunch, either to David Corgrain or Brad Monterio from the Corecom Group in New York. XBRL has provided you with complimentary wireless internet access and the code you can get at the reception desk or the registration desk. Lunch, I think, is served in Forum 8. And And obviously, you have done it already in the morning. Make sure you visit the exhibit hall during the breaks. We have also coffee and desserts there to make sure that you visit these booths there as well. And just don't forget about the reception tonight at 6:50. And as I already mentioned, tomorrow night, the beer garden party. A few days actually after the conference, we're going to put the slides together so you don't have to take notes. And we didn't give you big bags, as you can notice, just a little one, so you can carry other stuff. So they will be made available on the website, xbl.org, and you have to just select events there. Just like to take a moment to thank our sponsors who have helped to make this event possible. Be sure to visit them also in the exhibit hall. So to use our time efficiently, talk to the exhibitors, especially our gold sponsors, UB Matrix and Just System, and greet all the friends around the globe. Actually, I started to tell you about the local customs in Munich. When I lived here in Munich in the early 70s for about 5 years, it was just a growing city and became international with hosting the Olympics in 72. Now it's a center for high-tech, telecommunication, and fast cars. And this is only recent history. And as you know, accounting and business reporting have a much longer life. Italian, Croatian, double-entered bookkeeping, and then computers helped accountancy to emerge as the language of business. It is always concerned with counting quantities and assigning values to it. It dates back to the earliest days of human agriculture and civilization to the Sumerians in Mesopotamia. When the need to maintain records of the quantities and relative values in agriculture first arose. Actually, it reminds me of IFRS 41 on agriculture, which is creative accounting and some related story. Actually, a creative accountant, a computer salesman, and a software engineer were driving down the highway in a high-tech modern tire car when the car suffers a flatter tire close to the to a blowout. So they discuss actually what to do. So the salesman recommends to get 4 new tires. The creative accountant recommends rotating the tires to balance the problem. And the software engineer recommends to keep driving to see if the problem fixes itself. So obviously, so we are here, and guess what I would have done? Well, at XBL, our strength is to cover, combine, and balance all these three professions. And that's actually, as I said before, the strengths of XBL. So enjoy the conference and attend as many meetings as you can. And again, thanks for attending it, and have a good week. Thank you very much.